Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
The cannon has now gone and we are away. Emma leading this division, the first of the Emma boats in this division. Leading away here, Emma M1 being chased down by Maudlin M1 as the boats come towards me. Lots of different types of technique here. Lots of people going to the far side of the river. A couple coming on the near side at the moment as Emma come round. First post corner. They're taking quite a tight line here to try and take as little distance as they can. They're still about on station now with Maudlin M1. Lady Margaret M2 are behind them. They are on for blades at the moment. They're definitely going to want to catch Maudlin M1 so that they can continue their blades. That's Lady Margaret M2 boat on Maudlin M1 boat as they disappear around. Behind them, you've got the Keys M2 boat, which is the banana boat. It's got a yellow boat for Keys there coming round. They have dropped off on Lady Margaret M2 to about two boat lengths now. Lady Margaret closing on Maudlin there. And just behind them, you've got Homerton M1. Who are being chased by Selwyn, but behind them it looks like Selwyn is actually being closed down quite quickly by Woolston. Selwyn on for their spoons in this Lent Bump 2016. They're being closed by Woolston at the moment as Homerton disappear around the corner chasing Queen. No whistles just yet, or one whistle just as we went there for Woolston on to Selwyn. That means they're just a boat length away now. So I get massively thrashed by the water there. Oh, that was quite thrilling to be, that's quite fresh, that water. Jesus, M2 now being chased. But Darwin, they're being closed by Crawford's incredibly quickly. It's down to half a boat length. Darwin looking all out of shape here at the moment. But just quickly, we'll throw down to Grassy with Rahul. Rahul, what have you got on Grassy?
I've just seen Emma go past me. They've been chased about a length in front of Morden, who look like they might be catching them down the Plough Reach. They're roughly on station, if not pulling away from LMBC, who also have Clearwater behind them to Keys, who are way off. They're not going to face any trouble from Homerton in the time, for the time being. But it looks like behind them, that Wolfson Selwyn is going to be something that develops. Jack, what have you got?
Third M2, there's no like danger of them getting caught by Queen's M2 today because they have now got overlap on Downing M2. There is massive overlap there and the Downing Pots has conceded. First and third M2, not going to get caught. No reroll for them today. They have bombed to Downing M2 and they're going to try and get out of the way of Queen's Grassy.
To Rahul, those boats are starting to crowd up at the top of Plough Reach. I think that's going to develop round distance and it's Wolfson who are really applying some pressure onto self now. They're probably within about a foot distance. There's masses of clear water behind them to use them too, but Molly's going to be the one who's going to see something developing around this. And Molly, can you see anything yet?
So Molly, so I have just had Emma run past me very quickly. They are being followed by Maudlin, but we've got no, I think that will happen further on round the corner. I can't see the bump happening imminently. However, behind that, we have got a bump coming up, I think, potentially from Wilson on Selwyn, bumping Selwyn, a lot of whistles blowing. But over to Rahul to find out what's happening down by Grassy Corner.
So I think I'm going to call it bump between Fat and Downing because I've seen Corpus Road pass me chase Darwin. They've got about half a length, but then there's nothing until we get back to Queen. So first, third have bumped Downing. Jack, do you have more on that?
We've just got one more bump down at the bottom of the division just past Motley, which is an Edmunds M1 have bumped up on Pembroke M2. Queens might well be caught by Sydney at some point because they had to take a massive detour to get around first and third as they pulled into the bank. That'll be one to watch.
Theo,
further up the river. Theo, what have you got on the long reach?
Oh, I've got very exciting news down on the long reach right at the top of the division. We've got Maudlin with three whistles on Emma chasing them down for the top of the division. And there's likely to be a bump sometime soon, so I'm going to keep you updated on that. So, back to anyone who's got any news.
To Molly.
Molly.
So, over on Distant Corner, we have got Corpus creeping up on Darwin. I think we're going to have a bump imminent round the corner. And we've also had, interestingly, Wilson have pulled to the corner, to the side, I think, thinking that they have bumped on Selwyn, but I'm not sure that Selwyn stopped, so I'm going to try and find out what happened there. And coming up behind, we've got a lot of distance between first and third, who've just gone past me, and Queens are just slowly rowing up with a lot of space between Queens and Sydney. No worries there. So I think over to Theo, who must be seeing a bit more excitement around the corner. Theo, what can you see?
Well, I'm now halfway down the reach, and Maudlin are struggling to close up on Emma. They're still about a quarter of a length off, and it doesn't look like they're going to be able to catch them. Maggie are about a length off Wardlin, and now I've got Horton closing in on Keys, and they're about a third of a length off Keys, I'd say. So that could result in a bump. I'll keep you updated, but back to you for the moment.
So I can confirm that Wolfson have bumped Selwyn. They are looking very triumphant, pulled over at the side. Selwyn carried on. They didn't concede immediately. So I'm not sure if we're going to see a spine. But I think, yeah, well done to Wolfson for bumping on Selwyn. And Rahul, I'm just thinking, can you see anything else down your end, or have all the boats passed?
I'm afraid it's very much all quiet on the foul reach at the moment. But I think Jack might have something to say.
Yeah, I am down with the first and third M2 boat down. They had to row the entire length of the course yesterday, but they haven't even made it to first post corner today, as they've managed to bump down the M2. I'm not sure if we can grab a quick word with the cops, maybe. Yeah, we're going to grab a quick word with Lydia the cops here. Lydia, you had to do the whole course yesterday. What's day today?
We bumped, obviously. No, it was amazing. I'm really proud of them. They rode really hard yesterday, and they deserved it today. So, yeah, really well worked on the boys.
Can I have a massive cheer from the first and third M2 crew? One, two, three. They are very happy down here on first post corner. Molly, what have you got on distance? Anything?
I have got up here, we've got a lot of boats pulled over. Evidently, we've had some bumps happening up here. I'm just walking round the corner, and I think, so we've got, who have we got here? We've got Selwyn, who have been bumped, as I said, Wilson bumping Selwyn. Selwyn have pulled over. And then I think down here, we've got Corpus, who potentially bumped Darwin, because that was what I was seeing earlier happening. I will go find out more for you. But Theo, down on the reach, can you see anything else? Or are there any more bumps that you can confirm for us?
Well, they've all gone out of view now at the top of the division, and within my eyesight, and I can see all the way down to the Rowe Bridge, nobody managed to bump. So unless it happened right within the last few hundred yards, then I don't think there were any bumps right at the top of the division. And I've currently got Claire coming past me, and they seem to be bringing up the rear of the division, and no more bumps down here. So back to you.
Thank you very much, Lee. Well, I have got Emmanuel M2 rowing past me right now, looking. So they were obviously the bottom of the division. So we've had the whole division come past. For a roundup of that division, I'm not sure. Well, I know for certain that Wilson bumped Selwyn. And I think we had some more bumps further down, but I'm not 100% sure. So what we will do is Jack, who can probably remind us of the bumps further down.
Hi, Molly. Yeah, no worries. I'll give you a rundown of this division as we know it so far. So Emma M1 at the top rode over, as did Maudlin M1, Lady Margaret M2, Keys M2, and Homerton M1 all rode over by the look of things. Wolfson got Selwyn L1, M1 even, still on for their spoons, this length bump. Keys M2 rode over, Corpus bumped Darwin M1, Corpus is still on for their blades. Downing M2 are still on for their spoons, though, as they got bumped by a first and third crew who had to row the entire length of the river twice yesterday, so they'll be quite happy that ended before first boat corner. Queen's M2, Sydney Sussex M1, Clare M2 all rowed over, and St. Eddie's M1 bumped Pembroke M2, leaving the sandwich boat Emma M2 to row over at the bottom of the division. So with that, I think we'll head back to the studio.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.